Welcome to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. I'm Josh Ellidge, founder and CEO of UpMyInfluence.com. We turn entrepreneurs into media celebrities, grow their authority, and help them build partnerships with top influencers. We believe that every person has a unique message that can positively impact the world. Stick around to the end of the show, where I'll reveal how you can be our next guest on one of the fastest growing daily inspiration podcasts on the planet in 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go. And with us right now, we've got Ryan Larkin. Ryan, you are the vice president and CIO of MD Staffers. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Josh.
So, Ryan, I'll just kind of start by congratulating you on hitting the Inc. 500. Matter of fact, you hit it pretty high. What number did you come in at?
We came in at number 49, which was we were pretty shocked ourselves that we ranked that high. But it was great.
That's amazing. So the 49th fastest growing company in the United States. Now, when you submitted it, were you at that level then where they said, we're gonna need a little bit more documentation here? We're not saying why. Was that the situation?
Oh yeah, they needed financial statements, of course, and then they needed a letter from our a CPA to kind of confirm and put his name on the line that he confirmed all the information. So
yeah. So, well, congratulations on that. All right. So obviously, the question we want to answer is, how did MD Staffers do that?
Right. Yeah, that's the question that we get asked frequently, of course. And yeah, it's just so, I mean, really, the easy answer is, you know, good business and great people.
Yeah.
And obviously there's multiple layers to that, but that's the easy answer is, you know, fantastic people in the right seat and, you know, doing good business.
Yeah. So what does MD Staffers do? And by the way, my business owner audience is just kind of like, oh, come on, that's not the good stuff. Give me the good stuff. We'll get to the good stuff. All right. But just start off by talking what MD Staffers does.
Yeah. So we are a physician and advanced practitioner staffing and recruiting firm. And we staff physicians, nurse practitioners, and physician assistants in all 50 states of the United States. And we have the name MD Staffers has been around since 2010. The corporation that exists today was founded in August of 2015. So really we're a 4 or 5 year old company. Just the name has been around longer.
Yeah. Well, okay. So the first clue here is that you're in a great space. Talk about what's going on right now with, and this is in the news constantly. We've got a shortage right now of medical professionals. Can you kind of give us shine a little light on the problem that?
Yeah. So the physician shortage, I mean, it's a full blown crisis at this point. And it's only getting worse. You know, the demand for top quality physicians is only increasing with our aging population, and the medical schools just aren't spitting out enough physicians. And then after medical school, the residency and fellowship programs, there's just not enough of them to keep up with our aging population. So it's the demand is only going to increase. We don't, you know, foresee it that it will ever decrease, which is a good space to be in for that reason. I mean, it's kind of insulated from the economy because of that. Can't get away with no healthcare.
So doctor's offices, hospitals, healthcare providers have a real problem right now, and they don't have enough. They don't have enough bodies to fill the billets, as it were, what they need filled. And meanwhile, they've got patients coming in. They'd love to be able to expand and offer more services. They can't do that. So you
really have two forces. You have expectations and the actual supply. So, you know, you have this sick population where you have multiple comorbidities. So these are really sick people. And they need, you know, extensive time spent with them to go over each of these issues. So as you have, you know, more and more issues and you have less and less physicians, The issue is only exacerbated by that, because these are not people that are going in for their yearly physicals and having a couple knocks on their knees. These are people that are going in with diabetes, heart disease, congestive heart failure. And I mean, it takes a solid hour to go through all their issues. And when you have less physicians, it's really a vicious cycle, because they're seeing more patients, they have less time to see those patients, and then they pay the price of, you know, malpractice if they miss something. So it's really, you know, the issue only gets worse, or you have, you know, physicians who are throwing up their arms and saying, I can't do this anymore, which is only, you know, creating the, making the issue worse.
You know, even, and I think the education system, so the schools, there's problems there too. I know even in nursing, it is insanely competitive to get into nursing school. So that's what my daughter's facing right now. You know, brilliant student, but yet, you know, getting into nursing is like, it's like what it used to be, like getting into Harvard or something. It's that competitive.
Right. And I think what really compounds the issue is, you know, like in the nursing world, you've had several for-profit universities pop up. So everybody's competing for the really good schools and for the institutions that have reasonable tuition, right? There's plenty of vocational schools in the nursing realm. You just have to pay $150,000, you know, a year to go there. Where in the physician world, there's just not really any for-profit universities who are spitting out physicians. So what physicians are doing are going to like the Caribbean to get educated, or going to India or those places. And the problem is they go and they graduate and they have their medical doctorate, they come back and there's no residency program. They have to have a residency program to be able to get licensed and actually see patients in the United States. And so that's another issue, is that there's other alternatives, but those people are normally, it takes them 5 or 6 tries to get into a residency program in the US.
That's amazing. So Ryan, so specifically MD staffers then makes those connections. So on behalf of your clients who would be hospitals, et cetera, you would go and track down, and I did basically, I mean, headhunter, but I mean, you're identifying, finding those doctors, those physicians, and hopefully attracting them to work for great medical groups.
Yeah, it's not an easy job. You know, we tell people, every employee that we hire or prospective employee, you know, this is probably, and I guess everybody says this, but it's really some of the hardest people to recruit. Physicians aren't sitting around unemployed.
Yeah.
They're highly paid and they have a skill set. You know, it's not like a me or a, you know, a CEO where there's multiple companies. You can always move around and you got to find the right match. I mean, you got the physician, it's kind of like check, check, check. You have all the requirements. You can go anywhere and get hired, really. And so they get to pick where they want to go. It's some of the hardest people to recruit. You know, they're highly paid, highly educated, highly talented, and they can go just about anywhere.
Wow. Okay. So MD staffers, how do you, like, is your model in working with hospitals, you know, again, it helps that you're in a great space, but what do you do differently than, say, other, you know, I wouldn't call your competitors, but anyone else in the space who's doing what you do?
So, you know, our quick answer is we do it cheaper, better, and faster than anyone else. And how we do that is, and that's a common answer, I'm sure. But how we do that really is through two, let me take a step back because there's a lot to unpack there. So I think it helps to understand what our motivation was originally in getting into this space. And, you know, we set out and said, okay, well, the physician vertical of the staffing and recruiting industry is controlled by about 10 major players, and they're all 500 million plus companies, most of them in the 1.5 billion realm. And so what happened is that professional recruiting services were inaccessible to small and medium-sized healthcare organizations, which are typically servicing the most vulnerable population, right? So these are the Medi-Cal, the Medicare-type patients. And so we set out a way to find it so it was low risk, high reward for the organizations. And what we did is we operate on exclusively a contingency basis. So none of the organizations pay us a dime until we actually find them someone and they actually hire them. So there's a low risk for the organization. It's like, we're going to work really hard for you for free until we find someone you like and they work out, because we guarantee them.
So it's basically, they don't pay unless you perform.
Right. Yeah. It's a pay performance model. And, you know, we kind of tell our clients that, you know, get as much free help as you can. If you can find other organizations like us, they'll offer you free help. By all means, go for it. Mm-hmm. You know, we're happy because we know we're going to perform. So we're happy to have you have multiple relationships. What we find is in practice, the organizations don't want to deal with other people because it's another person bugging them, basically, you know, saying, hey, look at my candidate. And it's not the right fit. But we welcome the competition because, you know, if I was on the organization side, I'd get as much free help as I could because there's always going to be a demand.
So obviously, in thinking of who needs to reach out and connect with MD Staffers, and you guys are on the web at, mdstaffers.com. And so obviously hospitals are hiring doctors. Who else is hiring physicians?
So hospital, you know, our client base is really hospital systems, you know, so enterprises, multi-state, multinational healthcare enterprises, which has been kind of a recent addition since our original goal was for small and medium-sized businesses, but also medical groups all the way down to private practices, which is something that's kind of different about us, or a differentiator of us, is we work with small private practices that are maybe single shingle, you know, one or two doctors, all the way up to, you know, $15 billion companies. We don't turn them away. You know, we're happy and we work with those smaller organizations to figure out a pricing and billing model that, you know, supports their operating. So that's something that's kind of different about us, is that, you know, most companies, when they get to our size and our growth trajectory, they kind of turn that business away or they don't really want to deal with that. But we find that that's our roots.
Nice. Nice. Well, Ryan Larkin, thank you so much for joining us again. You're the VP and CIO at MD Staffers, on the web at mdstaffers.com. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Josh.
Thanks for listening to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. If you are a thoughtful business owner or professional who would like to be on this daily program, please visit upmyinfluence.com/guest. Now, if you've got something out of this interview, would you share this episode on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on the socials. Now, if you do that, tag us with the hashtag upmyinfluence. Each month, we scour Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. We pick one winner from each platform, and you get crowned king or queen of that social media. Now, what do you win? We're going to promote you and your business to over 120,000 social media fans totally free. Now, can you also hook us up? Now, in your podcast player right now, please give us a thumbs up or a rating and review. We promise to read it all and take action. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. Your feedback helps us fulfill that mission. And while you're at it, hit that subscribe button. You know why? Tomorrow, that's right, 7 days a week, you are going to be inspired and motivated to succeed. 15 minutes a day. Now, my name's Josh Elledge. Let's connect on the socials. You'll find all the stuff we're doing at upmyinfluence.com. Now, thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Movement.